Austin Faulkner, nice heat race. We're kicking around, you know, in the media who's going to win this race, and you coming off a win. I'm like, hey, I think Faulkner, with all the championship going on, I think Faulkner can win this thing. Yeah. Didn't quite go the way.
Yeah, heat race was good. I started second, or got the whole shot, really, and then finished, got and ended up getting Oldenburg and won. So that was kind of the story of tonight, and that's why I knew the start would be crucial, and I just got pinched. I got a good jump, but I just got pinched off just a little bit and came out about fifth or sixth. Finished sixth, so that's you know, everybody, maybe if you got a position or two, that was about it tonight, you know. So that was, it was just the track was tight, it was a little bit one line other than the whoops, and then even, you know, the, it was kind of like you either blitzed or you jumped, and even then it was just kind of follow the lead.
Jumping wasn't much slower than blitz.
It wasn't much slower, yeah, and it was safer, so that's why I was doing it, but it was just a little bit slower, but it was, I don't know, it was just what it, you know, what is what it is. So I rode pretty decent. It was, I was doing an opposite rhythm jump line in the whoops, and that was messing me up, and I was all day, the guys were saying, you know, single then three, and so that's what I was doing, and that was the opposite line as everybody else. Yeah. So it was super V'd.
I told you that. You got to stop watching video.
the team guys, but it is what it is. Yeah. But I mean, it was faster in practice. Okay. Whenever the 450 guys, but as they worked it, they must have, I don't know, cut it down. Honestly, now that was the rhythm most of the 450 guys were doing. Yeah. So now it probably would be good. But in our moto, it just was too V'd out to get a good jump line in that rhythm. So by the time I got the other rhythm going single, double, and then starting to triple, it was halfway, and Joe had got me because I had messed up, and I ended up, after that, I got Craig because he was just kind of bringing it home, and he fell, but I was all over Joe, just couldn't get it. So
yeah, well, you guys were really close. When it's your teammate, I mean, obviously, like, you're going to be a little safer, right? You're going to be a little more careful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So there were chances, there were opportunities, I guess I could have, you know, made a Barsha pass on him, but it's like that's not good for anybody, especially when you're, if it was for first or a podium spot, but it was for fifth and sixth. So, you know, it was just, I was trying to get him, but just ran out of time. It was a little faster at the end. Once I finally started to figure the whoops out, I was good, but it was just, you know, too little too late at that point.
We're not that high in elevation, but we are high enough. Bike and body, yourself, like, what do you notice? If anything.
Yeah, I mean, not too much on my body, other than muscles getting a little bit more fatigued, like, just, but that's just from lack of oxygen, basically. Didn't really feel like I was breathing more heavy or not than normal, but definitely bike. When we rode press, I almost pulled in after the first couple laps and was like, yo, Tony, I think the bike's blowing. Like, I think it's going. But then I was like, oh, altitude. Okay. So, yeah, bike, we had to, you know, make some changes, a little bit more aggressive start map, and go up a tooth or two on the sprocket just to get, you know, that that more torque, bring it, because it was, you know, the bike's just slower, basically.
Not the season you wanted, but you got a win, and it had been a while. Does that, the fact you got a win, kind of, hey, I'm back, I can do this, does that salvage the season at all, or are you the type of guy where you're just, like, still miserable because it was no championship? Like, where are you at mentally, like, with the year?
Yeah, I mean, it, obviously it's no championship, but a win is special. Like, I do, but it's almost, I mean, it's kind of, it's awesome, you know, that I won the last race other than tonight, but it's kind of the same story. You're as good as your last race, and tonight just wasn't, you know, I was sixth tonight, and that as a rider, you're like, how, you know, how's your season go? Well, the last race I got sixth. So, you know, it's kind of like, it's obviously the win was awesome, and obviously the getting hurt in the second race was not awesome, but yeah, I mean, it was a decent season overall. I liked my speed and my intensity at the end of the season after I came back, and I was happy to come back and do well, leave off, pick up where I left off early in the season. Just, you know, I think it would have been a lot closer championship for sure if I was, you know, obviously if I was healthy. I definitely would have taken it down to the last round.
You got so many wins early in the season, right, and then it got injured and didn't win for a while. So I got to feel like, even for a guy like yourself who's won so much, you're like, okay, like, I got it, I got this, I can do it again type deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the mentality I had after I won. Even, like, I won a heat race here and a heat race in Atlanta, and even after I came back and won that heat race in Atlanta, almost that was almost just like, okay, like, because I came from the back, and it was all of the, in a way, that was an East Coast main, because
it might have been your best ride of the year. It was really good.
Yeah, that one was good. So just winning Maine as far as it was heat race time, but it was all the East Coast guys. So that even just that, I was like, all right, like, you know, I can still do it. Like, I can still win a Maine, and then did it the next weekend. So yeah, that obviously felt good. Gave me some confidence boost. Gave me definitely a confidence boost. And yeah, another heat race win tonight, but beat all the East Coast guys in the heat. So that obviously felt good too. Just not a great Maine, but you know, is what it is.
Last one for you. I don't know if you're aware of this, and it's probably not a title you want, but you're the winningest 250 Supercross rider without a title.
Yeah.
You passed Dino a little while ago. So, yeah, so you're aware.
Yeah.
It's not a great thing to have, but on the other hand, shit ton of wins is nice.
Yeah, no, wins is nice, but that's what I saw. Obviously I'm not bummed about it, but I like jokingly was like celebrating. Oh yes, you know, I'm the winning sick. I'm winning the most winningest 250 rider without a title. How sick is that? Like just kind of jokingly, because it is cool to have that many wins, but I guess it's a bittersweet type thing. Like, it sucks to have that many wins and not have a championship, you know? So
I was surprised when I saw that stat. I knew you had a bunch of wins, but I was surprised. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know that. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully a lot of wins in the future and a championship to come with it. It'd be nice.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks.